Oh, Beisil Loimer, Beisil says no. Ain't no Hegdish. Hegdish is nothing special. The other halach is, whenever you make a toish, you made a mistake. You made a mistake, do it over again. You have right to say it was a mistake, it's not chal. Here also, Beisil holds, Hegdish betoish is not Hegdish. Ketzad, where do they argue? Where's the ketzad of the machlokes? Omar, let's say the person said, Shor Shachur, Sheyotzi mi Beisi Rishoin, Hareyu Hegdish. Person says, my black ox that comes out of the door first, that animal should be Hegdish. That's what the person said. V'yotze lovan. And what happened was a white ox came out of the door. So what's the halacha? V'yishama yomim Hegdish. V'yishama says, yes, still it's Hegdish. Even though he said black, it's a mistake though. We'll see in the Gemara. Because really the main thing he meant is his first ox that comes out of the door. I, he said black. It's like a mistake. He thought it would be the black one to come out first. But now that it came out to be the white one first, still it's Hegdish. That takes me out. What Yeshleima, the last big line here, Yeshleima, the Daitoi Heve Lahagdish Mashiachma Beis Arishon. He had in mind to be master what comes out of the door first. He said the black one. Because he made a mistake. He thought that his black one was going to come out first. Therefore, since his main kavana was, really he wanted the first shor that comes out of the door. He said black. He made a mistake. He thought the black one would be the first one out. But now that it's a white one, still it's called Hegdish. That's one shot. Fighter. And Beisil says not like that. Beisil says no. It's called a toy. So Beisil learned remain a Hegdish. That since he said black and white came out, white is not Hegdish. Another case is a person says, Dinar Zohov, a golden coin. Shiyala Biyoda Rishon. It comes up in my hand, out of my pocket first. Here's Arayu Hegdish. That coin I want to be Hegdish. The golden coin. Viola Shokesef. And the first coin that came out of his pocket was silver. So again, Beshama Yermin Hegdish. Beshama says it's Hegdish. Because we say he had in mind the first coin that comes out of his pocket, comes in his hand. That's what he wants to make it Hegdish. He said gold. He made a mistake. He thought that gold would be the first one to come up. But now that silver came up, even though it's a toys from what he thought, but still the Hegdish is Chal. Oh, Beisil Loimim, no, any Hegdish, it's not Hegdish. Since he said gold, and only silver came up, it's not what he said, that's called toys, it's not Chal. Another case is, Chovye Shal Yayin, She'etale Biyodi Rishoyna, Harehi Hegdish. If a person says, the first barrel of wine that comes up in my hand, that barrel should be Hegdish. And we also show Shemin. So he went down to his warehouse of barrels, and he took up a barrel, and it came out to be the first barrel that came up was from oil. So they Shamayim Hegdish, still is Hegdish. And again, the same Svara. His Ikedas was the first barrel. Just he thought the first barrel would be Yayin. And now it came out to be Shemin, that's called Hegdish Petoyas Itzchal. Oh, they still learn him now, ain't Hegdish. All these cases are not called Hegdish. Since that's not what you meant to say, it's called Betoyis, that's not called Hegdish. This is where it says like this. Beishamai Omrim Hegdish. That Beishamai says what? It's called Hegdish. So where it says, Maitamai de Beishamai. What's the reasoning of Beishamai? Churitz Betoyis, he made a mistake. So Maitamai de Beishamai. So where it says, the Alfinon Chilas Hegdish, Mitzof Hegdish. We learn out the beginning of Hegdish when you go to be marked to something from the end of Hegdish. The end of Hegdish always means like Tamura. Tamura is that you have already one animal that's Hegdish, it has Kedushas HaKorban, and you say, Zeh Pachas Zeh, you take another animal, and you say, and the second one, that should be Kedush like the first one. So Tamura is always called Soif Hegdish, because it's not a beginning, a start off. It only is because you already have one korban that's Hegdish. Now you take a second animal and you say the second one should be like the first one. That's always called Seif Hegdish. So the Shammai learns out Chilas Hegdish, when you go to make something Hegdish at the start, at the beginning, from the case of Tmura, the end. That what? That Ma Tmura, Afilu Betois,
just like Hilchas Tzmur, the Lacha there is, even though you made a mistake when you said it was Hegdish, well, still it's Chal the Hegdish, the Tzmur, Af, is Af Hegdish, Af in the Betois, who was in Hegdish is also Chal, even Betois. Yeah, so it's been done. That's the Gemara in Tzmur, Dashon Zaposik. By Tzmur, it says that Pirush Yesh B'Kavon is Yiyah. It says the word Yiyah. L'Rabbi Shoydik Kemezit. Before Shab Yechaz Osom, Kisav Aloy Meshor Shochor. V'yom Alovin. If he made a mistake, he thought he was saying the black one. It came out of his mouth, the white one. That's the extra Posik. By Tzmur, Yiyah, that Tzmur is Chal. So there's a special verse of custom by Tzmur of Yiyah, that even though you made a mistake what you said, that you said my black shore should be tachas the other shore, and really what's in front of you is the white shore, still we say it's chal. That's the halacha by Tzmur, it's chal even betois. So Melo Beis Shammai learns out tchilas hegdish from Tzmur. Ul Beis Hillel Leimer still says, no, you can't learn out one from the other. I'll tell you, hani milu Tzmur. True, there's a special, there's a kosev, that Tzmur, the end of the hegdish, that means if you already have one behemoth, that's a carbon. And now you take a second one, and you say, Zer tachas zer. Even though it's done b'shoigeg, still the end of Kedusha Schal. Because the side of Tumur always is, it's like Hatzfosom. It's like you're taking off the Kedusha that's already here on the first one, and you want to transpose it onto the second one. So since you already have Kedusha here, it's easy to transpose it on something else, even though it was done b'shoigeg b'toys. But Basil says, Avalachus the hegdish b'toys, but to start off, to first put Hegdish on something betois, that you don't say, you can't learn out Tchilas Hegdish from Seif Hegdish. Here in our Gemara Mishnah, we're talking about starting off to be mounted to something. That you say the first black shor that came out, so you thought it was going to be black, and if it really came out to be a white one, nothing doing, it's a mistake, it's not what you thought, the Hegdish is not Chal at all. You can't start off Hegdish betois. Tumur is different. Tumur is the end of the Hegdish. But the start of the Hegdish betois, that's what Sol says, you can't learn out Tchilas Hegdish from Seif Hegdish. So the Gemara, Akasha now, Ula Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, what kind of swear is this? Ma ilu omar, somebody would say, Hareze tacha zeh lechatzi ayoyim. Even by Tzmura, you have your korban in front of you, and you take a second animal that's chulin, and you say you want the second animal to become Tzmura, to become Kaddish, midday. You're now at the beginning of the morning, and you make it tonight condition clearly that you first wanted to become Tzmura bechatzi ayoyim. Fred Gemara miheve Tzmura mihishasa. Does it become Tzmura right away in the morning? No. Elad the Moti Chatzayim. Who have a Tzmura? Pshit, it's only Chal the Tzmura when it becomes Chatzayim midday, because that was your condition. In the morning, you spoke out clearly that even though you're saying Zeh Tachazeh, you want this animal to be like that animal, but you're speaking out clearly. You first want it to be midday. So Beis Shammai, don't you agree to this, that you can make conditions in Hegdish? If so, Hochinami Lechi Migla Milsa. Look over here also, what's the Hezber in Beis Shammai? The person spoke out of condition. He said clearly that I only want the first black shore that comes out of the door. So since he said clearly the black shore, so if a white one comes out, how could that be Hegdish? It's like a clear condition, he's saying, that he only wants a black one to be. Like Rashi says here, the Yosef Shachar Tchila, Levi Hegdish, V'loi Hashtar, Kinofag Lovim Bresha. And look here, we should have to wait. The first one that came out is white. That's not his condition. He should have to wait till the first black one comes out, and then that one will be Hegdish. What kind of swear is this that right now the white one is Hegdish? It's like a person says he wants the Tumur to be Chal b'chatzi hayoyim, so it's not Chal in the morning. Here also, he said he wants the first black one to be Hegdish. So what kind of business is this to say that since the first one, the white one, that's also Hegdish? I mean, why is that Hegdish? So Marin says, Amar Papa, Lakach Nema Rishayim. That's why the person said the word Rishon. What he meant to say is Likashiyatza Rishon. That he meant to say the first one that comes out, that should be Hegdish. For the Gemara, no. For Shor Shachar Kamar. But he still said he wants a black one. He still said clearly the first black one that comes out.
Milo Yasimin, aren't we talking about the less Loyela high, that he only has this one black shore? So that's what he meant to say. He meant to say there's one black one. So up until it comes out, why is it Hegdish? That's what he meant to say. Since there's only one, when he said it comes out first, he meant to say, if this one comes out before the white ones. In other words, he only has one black one. So when he said to say if it comes out first, what he mean? He meant clearly that I only want it to be Hegdish if my black one comes out first before the white ones. But if my black one comes out second or after the white ones, he does not want it to be Hegdish. So what's the Pshat in our Mishnah? The Bishamai says, the Hegdish is Chal. He said clearly, only if my first black one comes out, not if a white one. So Mar says, like Sri Chavad the Mishnah is talking about the Yisrael train Tlosa. We're talking about he has two or three. He has two or three black shores. So therefore, the Yezus Yotze Tchili Yehegdish. Shemach Lechoshu Klu Mitzayosa Shalovim. So it's Shal how you learn here. Some learn to say is that what he meant to say is the first black one that comes out. So he has three or four black ones. So therefore, even though a white one came out first, that doesn't bother. True, that one's not Hegdish. We have to wait until the first black one comes out. For he meant to say the first black one, he did not really mean the first shore and only if it's black. That's not what he meant. But he has three or four, two or three black ones. So he meant to say is the first black one that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. So let's say white he comes out first, that's nothing. That's we just pass it. Well, we have to wait until the first black one comes out. That's what's Hegdish. For the Mara Beisilah, Beisil says and came, She Yotza Barishami Boile. He should have said, the one that comes out first, he should have said. Should have said that first black one that comes out. Since he said no, the first one that comes out, he meant to say only if the first one is a black one. That's what I meant to make Hegdish. And I thought, Taka, my black one would come out first. But now that it did not come out first, the white one came out, they still all, that's called the toys, it's not Chal. Oh, Malay Rav Mibanish, Rav Ashi. So Rav Mibanish said back to Rav Ashi, Hi, Hegdish Betoysu. Hegdish Bekavonu. What kind of Hegdish Betoys is it then? To tell me now, Shan Beishamai is, that what he meant to say is my first black one, so he meant to say, out of the black ones I have, the first black one that comes out, that should be Hegdish. So what's the chiddush? That's not called betoyis then. I don't care if a white one came out first. The white one means nothing. We don't look at the white ones. The white ones just passes. The one that he meant to say is the first black one. So it's not called betoyis. What is Beis Shammai saying? Hegdish betoyis. Tzumar says, Mishum diatayu dibure kama. Because he made a mistake with his dibur that he said. In other words, Kefot, his diva was that the first black one that comes out, which is mashed from his diva, what he meant to say is that the first one that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. So from his mouth, what he said is like a tois. So therefore, we consider this to be a tois from what we understand his words, even though he thought differently, that's also called a tois. In other words, from the words that he said, we thought he's talking meant to say the first one only if it's black. And that would mean that if it's white, he doesn't want it to be Hegdish. So therefore, it's called the Toys from the way we understand this Lashon. But the reason why Beis Shammai says the Hegdish is Chal, is because even though it sounds to us like a Toys, still it's Chal. Because again, we say what he really meant to say is the first one that comes out. Just he thought that the first one would be black. But now that he sees it's not black, it's white, he also means to make it Hegdish. So where's the Toys? The Torah says the fee is deeper the way it came out of his mouth. That's the machlokes is Beisham and Beisilu. For the Gemara of Isavri Beisham, is it true what you're telling me now? That Beisham I hold Hegdish Betois. For Isavri Beisham, Hegdish Betois, that Hegdish, you want to tell me Beisham he holds Hegdish Betois is not called Hegdish. One second. Okay, where the Gemara is learning now, it's not called the Tois. And that's the Kavon, that's what he meant. And the Tois is only from the way it came out of his mouth. But really we're saying, according to Beis Shammai, what he meant to say is, his first black one that comes out. So if so, it's not called the Tois. So then you tell me now just the opposite. That Beis Shammai holds Hegdish Betois is not called Hegdish. For the Gemara, that's not true. For your Tanaim, we learned like this. Mi Shen Noda Benozir. if somebody was makabel to be a nazir. V'nishal l'chochem, and he went to chochem to be matir as nazirus. V'tiru, and the chochem was matirit. V'oysalo beim mafreshes, and he had a beima that he set aside clearly for his kabonis, that says, teitim teroi b'yedir. That's what it is. That what the statka hegdish is not chal, it's like hegdish betois, the hegdish is not chal. Omru v'sil l'v'shamay, he had to have moitim shegdish betoisu, v'teitim teroi b'yedir. That Shiloh said to Beshama, don't you also agree to us that this is called Hegdish Betois, that the Korban was only Hegdish because you thought you were going to be a Nazir. But now that the Chochem was not to the Neder, he's like with Lamafres, like a Toys, you were never a Nazir. So you never meant to make these Kabonis. So, since Shiloh said this to Beshamai, Mechlau, the Savi Beshamai, Hegdish Betois, heavy Hegdish. That Beshamai holds Hegdish Betois is called Hegdish. So Mar says, Ela Beisilhu de Kotoi. Besilu made a mistake. Savri they thought to mind the Beshami Mishum Hegdish Matoyasevi, Hegdish. We am the Besham, I love Mishum Hegdish Matoyasu. Hello Mishum the Atilu de Burik Hamo. Because he made a mistake in his first lotion. Alright. We'll go over this list more again tomorrow. We'll stop here. We'll do this list more again. Hegdish Matoyasu. You hold that Lamar Aleph Umar Aleph. Let's get over again. Because the Mishnah said a chiddush that Beshamai says hegdish betois, and Betzilu holds ain't hegdish betois. So we'll see the Gemara again. Gemara says Beshamai yomrim hegdish betois. Gemara says my tamayu de Beshamai. What's Beshamai tam? The yafina and chilas hegdish misoif hegdish. We learn out the beginning of hegdish from tamura from the end of hegdish. Like this, ma tamura just like by the loch of tamura, afilu betois. There's a pasuk there of Yiyah that even though you did it betois, when you say Zeh Tacha Zeh, it's Chal Tumura. Even though it was done b'shoigeg, especially Zeh Asakosif. So Beshamai holds, Af Hegdish, Afilu Betois. When you start off Hegdish also, even though it was done by mistake, still it's Chal Hegdish. Well, Beitzil Loimer, Beitzil says, Hani Mili Tumura. That's true by Tumura. That's the end of Hegdish. Then it's Chal Betois. Since you already have one korban, that's hegdish, so the second korban could be even betois. Avlachusay hegdish betois la machinon. But to start off to make something hegdish at the beginning, if it's a mistake, then Beisilu says you can't learn it out. Hegdish betois is not chal. The Mor says now lebeishamai do, but yes, nakashon beishamai. Ma'ilu oma. Let's say somebody would said, or somebody would have said, hareze tachazel lechatzi ayoyim. If somebody would have spoken out a clear Tanai that he first wants the Tamura to be Chal by midday, by Chatzai Sayyim. Is Miyavit Tamura Mihish also? Would it be Chal the Tamura in the morning? Ela Adamotzi Chatzayayim, who'd have a Tamura? But for sure, no, the Tamura would not be Chal until half of the day, like he made his condition. So even by Tamura, if you speak out a clear condition, it's not Chal until the condition comes. So here, Hochinami. Here also, now Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that somebody said, again, the Mishnah said that Ketzad, that Omar Shor Shochut, Shor Shochur, Sheyotza mi Beisi Rishon Areyu Hegdish. If somebody said, my first Shor, if it's a black Shor that comes out of the door, it should be Hegdish. And the case was Viyotza Lovon, that a white one came out first. So Beishamai still is called Hegdish. So the question is why? Since the person said clearly, he only wants his first black one to be Hegdish. So how could it be if a white one comes out, the white one is Hegdish? That wasn't his Tanai. So even by Tamura it should not be Chal. It should not be Chal, the Korban here, the Kedusha, until it comes what, the way you said, until the first one was a white one. Until the first one should have been a black one. But if the first one that came out was a white one, why is the Hegdish Chal? So this thing Gemara answers Omara Popo Lakach Nemarishin. That's why in the time in the Mishnah the case was the person said Sheyotzer Beisa Rishon. He meant to say his first black one that comes out. Like Sheyotzer Rishon. When the first black one comes out, that's the one he wants to be Hegdish. In other words, it's not like the Mishnah says that if the white one comes out, the white one is Hegdish. What he meant to say is the first black one that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. And it's true. When the first black one, the first black that comes out, that's Hegdish. He said the first black one,
And Mivloyaskin and Lesbayelahai, aren't we talking about we only has one black shore, that's all? So since he said first, well, what he meant to say is, if this black one comes out first, then it should be Hegish. But like in our case, that the first one that came out was a white one, so that's Akasha, why is it Chal? Why is it Kodesh? The Tanai was, only if the first one is black. But if the first one that came out was white, why is it Hegdish? Gemara says, no, like Tzricha Tei, we're talking about the Yisrael train Telosa. We're talking about the person that has two or three black ones. And therefore what he said is, when the first black one comes out, that should be Hegdish. Senechnami, the white one that comes out first is Taka, not Hegdish. That's not what he meant. In other words, really what he's saying is, the first black one of the black ones that comes out should be Hegdish. So we have to wait to see until the first black one comes out. That's what Hegdish. Uveitzilloim, Uveitzillo says, in Cain, Sheyotza Berishon Iboile. He should have said a Lashon like Sheyotza Berishon, which would mean the first black one, or the first one of the black ones that comes out first, that one should be Hegdish. But since that's not what he said, so Uveitzillo says what he meant to say is, the first one coming out, that's what he wants Hegdish. Just he thought there was going to be a black one, and now that a white one came out, that's called a Tois, he made a mistake. So Uveitzillo said it's not Chal. But according to Beis Shammai, the pshat from Beis Shammai is no. That's what the person meant. The person meant to say the first black one that comes out is Hegdish, and Enochanami, it's not Chal, until the first black one comes out. So if that's the pshat, Oma le Rovi mi Barnash to Ravashi. So Rovi mi Barnash, ask the kasha to Ravashi. If so, that's the pshat now Mishnah, then hai Hegdish betoyisu, Hegdish bekavonahu. Why does Beis Shammai say in the Mishnah that Hegdish is betoyis? Beis Shammai Yomim, Hegdish toyis is Hegdish. It's not called the toyis then. It's mamish called the kavono. That's exactly what you meant to say. You meant to say the first black one that comes out, and that's the halacha. That even though a white one comes out first, nothing doing. We have to wait until one of the black ones comes out. And we're talking about he has two or three black ones. So the first one of the black ones that comes out, that's what's called the Hegdish. So Gemara says, so it's not called Betois. That's called the Kavona. That's exactly what you meant. So what is Beis Shammai saying? It's Hegdish Betois. So Gemara answers, this is all Rapapa's Terra. So Gemara answers, Mishum di Atayil di Burei. The reason why we call it a Tois is because the way he said it, it doesn't sound this way. There is, it's a toyus from the way he said it. But really from what he meant to say, it's like a true, it's not called a toyus. In other words, the way he said it was that the first black one, the Shokhoi says the first black one that comes out, the way he said it would be mashmam, that it's only Chal Hegdish if the first one that comes out is black. But if the first one that comes out is white, it should not be Hegdish. That's the way it's mashma. But really, what Beis Shammai says that he holds is that the person meant to say, no, the first black one that comes out, that's what's Hegdish. And true, we have to wait until the first black one comes out. So according to Rav Papa, really, you don't see from Beis Shammai that he holds, Hegdish betoyis is heavy Hegdish. It's not called the toyis here. That's called the kavana. So Gemara says, so, is that true? V'savri Beis Shammai Hegdish betoyis loy heavy Hegdish? Like, is it true the way you're learning Rav Papa, that the Pshana Mishka is not called the Tois according to Beis Shammai? According to Beis Shammai, that's what the person meant. He meant to say, the first one of my black ones that comes out, that's the one that should be Hegdish. And we have to wait until the first black one comes out, so it's Hegdish. So there's no Tois. But if there would have been a real Tois, you tell him now Beis Shammai also agrees it's not Chal. So Gemara says, that's true. For your Tanai, we learned like this. Mi Shenoda Ben Ozir. Somebody was Mekabel to become a Nozir. And he went to a chacham v'tiroi, and the chacham was matter the neder. So from now on, he's not a nazir anymore. The chacham was matter the neder; he's not a nazir. But for hoy behema mufreshes, let's say this person had a behema set aside that he was like maktish mufreshes. Means he said clearly, this should be for the chatis. Is teitzei v'tiroi v'yeder. That the locher is, even though the behema was mefreshes, was set aside clearly for that chattis, for that oila, whatever it was, but it's called the Hegdish betois. It's called the tois, Because at the time when he was makdashit, he thought he was going to be a nazir, and he thought he had the chiyuv to bring this carbon. But later when the chacham is matter the neder, he's oikah the neder mikaris like he never made the neder, so it's like a toy, it's like he made a mistake at the beginning. So it's called hegdish betoys, that the hegdish is not chal. Therefore the locher is these behemoths, you can do what you want with them. Tate to let them go out, but tirobiyat, let them pasture outside. Is omru beisul le beishamai. So beisul said to beishamai, that imate moidim, shegdish betoysu, betate to tiroi viyeder. But like Beisil was asking the kasha back to Beishamai. Like Lekura, like Beisil was saying, this should be a kasha on you, Beishamai. Like you, Beishamai, hold Hegdish Betoys, it's Chal. And here in this Mishnah, we'll see the next Mishnah says, it's not Chal. That's what Beisil asked to Beishamai. So Mechlal, from here is the proof that the Savri Beishamai, Hegdish Betoys, heavy Hegdish. That Lekura, when Beisil learned or said our first mission here, they learned that Beishamai says the way we have it. Beishama yomim hegdish toys as hegdish. That if you make something hegdish, even though it's a toys, still it's chal the hegdish. That's the way Beisil learned Shana Beishamai. Therefore, on the next Mishnah that says, even though it was a, if it was a toys, when the chacham is mata your neder, that you're not a nazir anymore, so now it comes out it was a toys, that you were matish the animals. So the next Mishnah says, the hegdish is not chal, it's yotzal lechulin. So therefore, Beisil asked good to Beishamai. You, Beishamai, what do you do with the next Mishnah? So here it's a proof that Pshan Beishamai is, Hegdish Betoyes is called the Hegdish. And that's not the way Rav Papa is learning. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Elna Beisilil hu dekotoy. I'll tell you, Beisilil has made a mistake. What the Pshat really in Beishamai is. That Savri Beisilil thought that Tamayu de Beishamai Mishum de Hegdish Betoyes have a Hegdish. Beisilil thought that the pshat from Beishamai in our mission is that Hegdish Betoys, even though you made a mistake, you thought that the black one was going to come out first, and really the white one came out first, so even though you made a mistake, that's why it's chal. But the Gemara says, v'yamiluhun Beishamai, but Beishamai answers back and says, no, lav mishum Hegdish Betoysu, our pshat is not because the real toys is chal behegdish. El mishum de yatayil de burei kama just means like he slipped the way he first said his first lashon. But really, what he meant to say is, my first black shor that comes out of the door, that should be hegdish. So he never meant to say just the first one that comes out. If the first one is a white one, that's not hegdish. What he meant to say is the first black one that comes out. Then true, we have to wait until the first black one comes out, and that will be hegdish. But it could be Beishamai holds Hegdish Betoyes is not Chal. So the Gemara asks again, is that true? V'savri Beishamai Hegdish Betoyes Loyavi Hegdish. Is it true the way you, Rav Papa, want to say that even according to Beishamai, if you're makdish something with the toys, the Hegdish is not Chal? Is that true? Toshima, come and bring your proof. Not like that. Says Alochom for your Mahal Chin Baderek. You had a few people that were walking on the street.